Union membership is a shadow of what it once was, but those members make up the foot soldiers of the Democratic Party and quite a few delegates. But they're worried. The head of the Ohio AFL-CIO, Tim Berga, told delegates that conservatives have been launching attacks on workers' rights with bills like Senate Bill 5, which would have restricted collective bargaining of teachers, firefighters, and other state workers.
Attacks on prevailing wage, attacks on overtime pay, stripping billions of dollars out of education and local government funds, and finally trying to take away workers' rights to collectively bargain. It was no surprise that organized labor did what it's done since the inception, that there's been a labor movement in this country. And with your help, we fought back and we won.
The slogan of the day was "Forward, not back." That came from the head of the Democratic Governors Association, Martin O'Malley, the governor of Maryland. He told the Ohioans that Republicans want to roll back basic rights.
Rolling back workers' rights, rolling back women's rights, rolling back even basic voting rights. We've seen it in Ohio. We've seen it in Florida. We've seen it in Virginia. We've seen it in Wisconsin. But we also have seen what happens when people come together, as you did, to defeat Senate Bill 5 and move your state in a better direction.
Democrats celebrated another victory last week when a federal judge threw out a Republican bill that eliminated voting on the weekend before the election, except for military personnel and Ohioans overseas. The head of the Ohio Education Association, Pat Frost Brooks, says 10 of her members were prompted to run for office because of conservative efforts to suppress voting.
They are trying to discourage the poor, the elderly, Hispanics, and African Americans from voting. And we're not going to let that happen. It is an outrage.
Two people who were fired for trying to keep voting open to the final weekend were Montgomery County Election Board members Tom Ritchie and Dennis Lieberman. Ohio delegates gave them a standing ovation. But Dennis Lieberman said he didn't feel like a hero. He told a story of 2008 when he and other elections officials worked outside as some 7,000 people lined up to vote on the final weekend before the election. Some were college students who had come home to vote.
And one of them pulled out a guitar and started playing songs. And the Republican board member standing next to me looked at me with tears in his eyes. And he said, "This is what America's about." He's right.
Several union officials asked Ohio delegates to work as hard as they did to overthrow Senate Bill 5 in this coming election. I'm Mark Uricchi.